Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
So travel is an investment in yourself. Today's topic, we are talking about retreats and traveling for your artwork. So I know Julie is a big fan of this. You've done retreats. You've done retreats, but maybe not necessarily art, because you've done a couple things with your mom.
Well, yeah, but I haven't not done necessarily big stuff like Julie. My stuff's like
right
small.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean, there are like day retreats and... Yeah. And even if it's like a half day at the museum,
yeah,
or whatever. So we're going to be talking about retreats and traveling.
Cool. Yep.
So what are you guys working on?
So I am picking back up some mermaid tails that my daughter and I had painted.
Cool.
And trying to make them into something more than just a tail on a piece of paper. And incorporate them into like a whole little series of something.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really sure what it'll be yet. I just really love these two tails. One my daughter, my now 11-year-old, drew and or painted, and the other one I painted. So, yeah.
Well, I am finishing my Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
Going to be working on that. And I finished my Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, just drying. Nice.
Cool.
Right now. So that's what I've been working on.
Yeah.
What have you been working on?
I am starting to get the email ready to let everybody know that I'm going to stop taking commissions for Christmas by October 1st. So if you want it, here's when to get it to me by. And I'm only taking like 15 this year. So, I'm starting to get that stuff.
I know, because you learn not to take too many commissions.
Yes. We had a whole episode on that.
I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Just usually the way I do learn.
Yep, yeah. Same.
But yeah, I'm gearing up for that.
Well, that's cool. Fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, our artist spotlight for this week is, it's called abrownhouse.com. It's Amy Brown. And her work is just adorable. She is an artist to follow. She has an Instagram account, and her website is really cute, easy to manage and look at. So be sure to follow her at brownhouse.com.
Yes, Amy is very whimsical and cute style. I love her work.
And she's got a lot of, she's geared up for Christmas too. There's
yes,
a lot of Christmas
is.
Patterns out there.
That's she has really, a lot.
Oh, look at that.
I know, look. So cute.
Oh, they can't look, but look.
Go to abrownhouse.com to look at what we're looking at.
Daisies.
We clicked on her portfolio.
And she's got some great Christmas patterns.
Right? I can totally see that on, what is that, wrapping paper?
Yeah, she's sold wrapping paper and stuff.
Yeah,
so check her shop out.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's so cute.
She has definitely someone to follow.
I'm amazed at like you guys that can come up with these pattern type things like this. It's so simplistic and complicated at the same time.
It is.
It's so neat.
It is. Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's stephanieweaverartist.com/art-business-checklist.
So, traveling for your artwork.
Yes,
do it. Do you take retreats? Even I know like our local museum will have like a day of watercolor or a day of oil painting. Mm-hmm. And you've also taught classes there. I mean, to me, that's a quote unquote retreat. That's
yes.
time for me during a day. It's a one day retreat for me. It's a class.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying, you're learning. Because there's no way I'm going to Spain. Girlfriend.
Unlike some.
Yes, I know, and I don't think I'll be able to go again. But
so tell us, okay, so this is your second year doing a big mm-hmm. retreat with these people. The first one was in France.
Yep.
Ooh la la. And the second one was in Spain.
Correct.
Both same retreat. I'm saying same.
Yeah, it was the same retreat.
It's a watercolor. But and it was business. Different.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us how first you found them and decided to just go full in. And then what made you wanted to do it again?
So I was kind of done with the online retreats, and I'd started looking in the U.S. for something that kind of fit where I was at. Like I wanted some watercolor training and I wanted some art business, marketing sort of art business stuff. And then I happened upon an email from Kat Coquelette, who I've followed for years. And she had announced in her email newsletter that she was doing a retreat with Logan Elliott in France with UpTrack. So I looked UpTrack up and I looked, I mean, they have UpTrack has so many retreats for artists, and that's their focus. And their hospitality is amazing. It was just, I fell in love with the opportunity to go to the south of France to learn from somebody I knew, liked, mm-hmm. admired, and looked up to. And then as a bonus, there was artpreneur information with it. And she was kind of doing what I finally had determined that I wanted to be doing, which was licensing my artwork. And with big companies. And so I noodled on it for quite some time. And then like, no, there's just no way I could afford this. Like this is gonna. So I started, you know, okay, the cost of retreat is X. If I did this, I'm definitely gonna go to Paris because that's where I have to fly into anyway. So I need to make a week in Paris before or after because I'd never been to Europe. And then that's, you know, the tickets are going to cost this, the hotel is going to cost that. Can I really do this? I really felt a need to connect with artists outside my area. Mm-hmm. Cause obviously we're all connected and we have mm-hmm. lots of artist friends. And of course I'm connected at Low Mill with lots of artists. But I really felt like I needed something outside of the Huntsville area. I needed to expand my
out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, completely. I mean, I was terrified to go. A, I'm not a social person. B, I don't make small talk. C, I'm very awkward when it comes to that sort of thing. And I just, this is not something I want to necessarily do. So, and I had a room with somebody I didn't know. In order to make it more affordable. So there's lots of
that
things.
That might have been a no for me.
You snore though, don't you?
I do, but I have a CPAP.
Yeah.
I have a CPAP.
So that was a little terrifying. And, you know, I approached my husband about it. I'm like, I really feel like I need to be away. Now, let me put this all in perspective too. I just lost my mom. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, still fighting depression. I didn't feel connected to anything or anyone. Mm-hmm. And I just really felt like I needed to rediscover me. And that's what prompted me for this whole thing. Mm. And I was excited. Like I was meeting an idol. I was going to meet Kat Coquelette. Like, oh my God, you know. I felt like a fangirl for some reason. Like I was going to meet Madonna or something.
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. And so anyways, long story. I obviously did it. I had a great, amazing time. I then decided I wanted to do it a second time because I really didn't feel. So after the course of almost a whole year had passed, I felt like a different person again. depression does a funny thing to you. And I don't know how to explain it, but I really felt like I was still in that state. And now I know I probably was. And so I wanted to do it a second time because I felt like I would get, I was in a different place and I wanted to get more insight. And the one-on-one with Kat and Logan was so wonderful the first time. I really wanted to get some advice from two professionals. Logan is a creative business coach. He's run his own creative company for years. Now he just does coaching. And then, of course, Kat had reviewed my website and we did portfolio reviews and stuff. And it was just fun to go and travel and discover different areas near where we were staying. So anyways, I did it again to get more out of it, but also because I really felt like I was in a different place. And at the second time, I did get the feedback that I had come so far in a year and that I had a different air about me than I did the year prior. And so I felt like it was a really good decision. Was it expensive? Yes. Do I regret that a little bit? But
I think, though, you did a lot of it for mental health as well. Yes,
I did.
As not and just imposter for your syndrome, artwork, too.
The validation.
Right.
The
validation.
There's so many reasons to go do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for that amount of money, it was worth it for you.
It was. From that standpoint, definitely so
it's,
was.
It's not that you regret going. It's regret the money that you had to spend to, you know, get
right.
that feeling.
Exactly. Right. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. But it was worth it.
So let me ask you.
Highly recommend it.
So we kind of talked about it a little bit before we hit record, but how do you, or what advice would you give someone who's like, oh my gosh, a retreat in San Francisco or Spain or, you know, maybe
North Carolina,
or whatever.
Right. Exactly.
North Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Nashville. Yeah. How do I budget for that? Like what's expensive? What's not expensive? Like an average retreat is 5 days.
I would say probably 5 days is probably pretty average. 3 to 5, you're probably going to spend at least $1,500 for in-person. And you need to look at what's included. Like when I looked at the price of what was included for the retreats that are going up overseas that, you know, start around $3,000 for the retreat, you're getting room and board. You're getting your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks for the time of the retreat. You're getting one-on-one relationship with the person that's teaching the retreat. You bring your own supplies, but like those three things in themselves, if you were to price out doing them, what would it cost you if you were just to go travel to that country or that place?
Or meet that person, have a Zoom call with them. How much would that be?
Right.
Coaching.
But if you're looking to see, okay, yes, $3,500 seems really high for the retreat. What I'm saying is do your budget of what it would cost me to go to that same place or that same area of France or Spain or wherever it is on my own. A hotel is going to cost me, you know, $200 a night or $150 a night or whatever. Or you could stay in a hostel and it may cost you less. And then what are your three meals for the day going to cost you? And this is done by a chef.
You had a chef.
We have a personal chef on these retreats, but pricing it that other way of you just going on your own, you're not getting the artist input.
Correct.
You're traveling on your own to gather inspiration. You're not learning how to watercolor or how to do something or having the advice of an expert to give you critique on your work, things of that nature. So you've got to weigh all that when you're putting those budgets together to look at it. And that was, you know, my discussion with my husband was, well, if I was to do this on my own, this is what it would cost me and I would not get these things. But if I do this through the retreat and I'm getting this time with these artists and I'm learning from them, I'm getting this much more with it. And then are you going to be able to visit, like I took the time to visit Barcelona this year. And then I took the time to visit Paris. Paris was on my bucket list. So I'm also looking at, you know, my travel list. I have a long list of countries and places I want to go.
Right.
And Paris was one of those.
It's so, on the list.
So now I can check that one off. So, you know, it's looking at all those things that and go into it.
Your retreats, you had little day trips too.
Yes, we had day trips. Yes.
You know, so they would take you and go experience the nearby towns and shopping and this and that. So, I mean, that's included too.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that was all included with the retreat too. Right. So you've got to look at that as well.
It was a very all-inclusive.
Yes, it was. I had to pay for airline ticket. The transportation from the airport to the retreat was included. So had I just, you know, not spent the extra time in Barcelona, obviously it would have been less expensive. But because I was already over there, I'm like, you know, I'm going to stay a couple days to see a few things. And
yeah,
you know, I the likelihood of me buying another ticket to go back there again when I have all these other places I want to visit was slim. So, you know, it's just weighing all those pros and cons and looking at the numbers to see what it's really worth. I highly recommend getting out of your comfort zone. And anyone that knows me really well, like, understands, like, how terrified
did that retreat at Joshua Tree.
Yes, I had done a retreat several years ago for photography at Joshua Tree, which was amazing. That was more of a conference than a retreat. The difference being, like, at a conference, it's more you have speakers and you go and sit in a room and you listen. The retreat is more hands-on. Like, I highly recommend a retreat over a conference because you get more one-on-one time. And I would look for small ones, too. Like, this one, there was... I think there were 11 or 12 students at this retreat in Spain.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice and small. I think there was like 16 or 17 of us total.
And that was sold out. They keep it small.
They keep it small on purpose. Yes. Yeah. For that very reason. So, you know, I can't go to uptrek.com and you will be amazed at the number of retreats from oil painting, watercolor, pastels. Acrylics, I mean, travel journals. Just in Europe. They're all over the place. Yeah.
And then it's interesting, like, I know you and your mom went on a retreat, but you guys like to go, you know, up into the mountains or over to, where is it? Somewhere in South Carolina?
So, we used to do every year a retreat out to Tybee Island. So we would have, mom would do her China painting thing, and there was one oil painting instructor. And so it was all inclusive type thing, but I would take off from work because at the time I worked for ADP. And so I would take a week off of work. And that was the only time that I really did something like that. And it was mother-daughter bonding time. And we would go to Savannah and walk around and have really good food. And but I've never done anything on my own. And that really interests me. But it is so...
Did you learn anything from the retreat, though, as for the oil painting, at least? I mean, did you get something out of it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I enjoyed the instructors. And so developing those relationships with them, I didn't really develop relationships with the people because the China painting groups are very different than what Julie's kind of experiencing here. She's experiencing a lot of people her age. When I was going to China painting groups, I was definitely the youngest. And I had to fix everybody's computer problems. It was not like fun in that aspect because I was not able to talk with anybody my age. But and that was an experience because the art oil painting instructor, he was probably about five years older than me. So I related more to him in that aspect. But I was sitting here thinking about like when Julie's telling her story about these things, these trips, I was like, God, have I ever done anything like that? And thankfully you remember Tybee Island, but I also started distinguishing the difference in my mind about what's the difference between like going to a workshop versus a retreat. And the workshop, we don't live and stay together.
Right.
We're not able to develop that type of relationship.
Right. That's a really good point. Because that's the other thing, too, that at both times we were sure to, they built in every afternoon just free time, like 2 or 3 hours of just do what you want.
Decompress.
Like, decompress, take in everything that you've already learned. Because, of course, we do little workshops, mm-hmm. an hour here, an hour there on stuff. But it was also time for you to get to know if you had a roommate, know your roommate. You know, take a couple of us would go in watercolor. Maybe you go swimming in the pool. Mm-hmm. There were, you know, so you did get to know each other. And like this group, the second time was much more relatable, I felt, to who I was and where I was and at my stage than necessarily the last group. But I made really good relationships with both groups. And it's nice to have those different artists to call on mm-hmm. For these.
Yeah. Things. When I look at some of the things that you've done, you've developed relationships with women all over the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's a huge benefit. Just it's a
huge, it's a huge benefit. Like,
because you're getting a very different viewpoint from these artists,
you know, and it's
even though they're women.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is how much, I mean, we're from all over the world and how much alike we all are.
Yeah.
You know, I think of Eve, I think of Anjana. Sorry, I have to think of the spelling to make sure I pronounce it right. I'm so sorry. You know, and Jocelyn is in Canada. Eve right now is in France, but she also lives in Saudi, you know, and I was going to say Amy, who's on a retreat right now, but we haven't actually met in person. We met on a class, online class. But those relationships are so good because you learn from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like Aaron's in the North Carolina mountains, you know, there's a whole list. And even though we're all from all over the world and country, from an artist standpoint, we are all so much alike.
That's really neat.
Yeah. I remember when you first were talking about going to France, you were trying to get like us to go with you.
Yes.
And for me, like I wasn't going to do the COVID shot. And I don't remember what your deal was.
I had a wedding or something.
Oh, yes. You had a wedding.
That was wedding year. And that was
no
wedding.
Yeah. And so, but Julie almost backed out. And I remember telling you, like, you will have the most fun by yourself because you don't have to anybody to worry about.
Yep.
You get to focus on you. And you just made me think about like the other great benefit of going doing that by yourself is you're out of your comfort zone. You're out away from your friends that you know, and you get to know other people.
People. Yeah. Exactly.
You're making new memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're creating new serotonin, you know, happiness in your brain.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, at this point, I don't think I would even turn down a workshop or even a half a day or a class.
Right.
Even if it's like a class at the museum with 20 people, I still think I would take it.
Right. Definitely.
But traveling just puts, I think even like going to the mountains this last time.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know, with your little snail buddy. And like just taking time to go and be inspired and travel. Because even when I traveled to Asheville or Blue Ridge or go down to the beach or whatever. I mean, I'm always taking pictures and I'm always finding new inspiration and fun stuff. So,
well, I also learned like even with kids, like what I was teaching my kids about going and doing something like this and how important it is for them to see that it's really important to invest in yourself to be whole and to take that break. We all need that break. And I don't believe that we necessarily have to make it a retreat. However, there's benefits from that that you won't get any other way. Mm-hmm. And if you can pull it off, definitely do a retreat. But even like you, Stephanie, going up in the woods for 3 or 4 days by yourself.
Right.
To do what you want to do. If you don't want to shower and you want to eat bonbons and paint, then that's what you do. If you just walk, you just want to walk around the woods and grab inspiration, then that's what you do. You know, or maybe you go to that location and you take an online class in that location where you're overlooking this view. See, you know,
that's a good
there's ways to make the whole experience in a you know, again, you get different benefits, but there are ways to make the experience whole for you and to invest in yourself. And I think that's the most important thing, is investing in yourself.
That's it. Well, let us know if you've done a retreat, a workshop, if you've taken time for yourself. We would love to hear, because there might be some retreats out there that we want to hear about. So definitely comment and let us know. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistssoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us, and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.